Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chi-Chi the Vixen coming straight to you, no chaser. I'm here with my homegirl, Cheeky Tatty, always. And we are here this evening. I know you guys have been waiting to hear from us all week. Sometimes I believe that you guys didn't wait for us.
One can dream. One can dream.
So, let's start off by asking, how was your week?
My week was... you know, I just kind of mellow this week, not too much going on, not too much, of, you know, just kind of taking it day by day. On the ones and twos. My birthday's on Wednesday, though.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering where this was going because I was a little worried.
My birthday's on Wednesday.
I was just trying to figure out when you became a DJ. Is that your, what is that, are you spinning? Scratching?
Yeah.
Scratching? Well, my week.
Oh, how's your week? Sorry.
Usually you forget to ask every week.
I don't forget, but I feel like you don't give me enough time to collect my own thoughts. And a lot of times I'm doing stuff. Like I'm doing something right now. Okay, y'all.
Can I just say that we had a really panicky moment 30 seconds before this?
Wow, I thought I was going to be challenged. Like, I don't know how to do anything on a computer.
I feel like we probably should have tested that out before, 3 minutes before the show.
We've got some new equipment that is not working properly. So all of my Blog Talk Radio listeners, if you actually have your own show on here, because I know we spread love and we get it back on Blog Talk Radio, could you guys message me? Because I don't know what the hell I'm doing with this microphone. I'm going to be real, okay? Like, this is real life right now. I just need someone to tell me how to use this microphone. It's not working.
Yeah.
No, really, it's not working. It's not working. Thank you, and please hurry up and respond.
So my week was good.
Oh, how was your week? Making it all about you. But
well, we're getting to Bill Cosby, but in the beginning, it's about Cheeky and Chi-Chi.
And how's it? How's your week?
You know, normal week. Everything's the same thing.
I feel like you gave me a really hard time to tell me about that uneventful last week. So there you go. Hope you're happy. I'm not impressed.
Anything happened this week?
I mean, sometimes it's good. You know, no news is good news sometimes. Sometimes it's better to just have nothing to talk about.
Oh, I'm very leery of people.
I have nothing to talk about.
Okay. So I'm doing a 14-day clarity traveling.
What about it?
And it is from this lady named Daniel McDonald. Shout out.
Daniel McDonald?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel?
No,
because I thought you said Daniel.
Did I say Daniel?
I was like, okay.
Danielle. Danielle McDonald, you can follow her on Facebook. She has created a 14-day clarity challenge where you analyze, you know, the obstacles or the things or the choices or decisions you're making in your life and how you can change it and what you can do to stop that blockage of what getting you from where you want to be.
Okay.
We are on day 7, and I think it's been an awesome experience.
What are some of the things that she instructs you to do?
Today there was a declutter challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically the first 6 days she was trying to work on your inside and improve it on your inside, and I guess now she's moving towards outside. So today's challenge was to declutter your environment, your workspace, your home space, you know, things like that.
Now, I can say, and I haven't done this challenge yet, even though I'm going to, I am somewhat of a hoarder, of some sort, some people would call it. I don't think so. I don't think it's really that much out of line. I like clothes. I like shoes. I like accessories. I have a lot of hair care products that I probably don't really use, but I'm going through that. Even at work, my desk space can get a little hectic. But I will say that it does make a difference if you have it clear to do something and focus on it. It makes it a lot easier because I get distracted very quickly sometimes. So if I see something like, oh, what about this? And then I forget about what I'm doing. So I will say that if you declutter your environment, it will make your living space a lot easier to function in. So that's what I, without doing the challenge, I already know that's probably helpful.
Well, thank you.
You all want my dinner tonight? I feel like we're having just a back and forth about this, and he's fine. You know what?
I didn't say don't put in your
what day is the don't be rude to your friends part of
it.
That's
part of the challenge.
Well, it needs to be. You need 15 days. You need 14 plus ones. Don't be rude.
Look.
Did anything piss you off this week?
I don't know, because I thought you were going to play.
Okay, here's what you don't get. You piss me off.
Yay!
Hey, we're the bad girls working online radio.
Yeah.
So you can't not want to be rude. Sometimes you're going to have to be rude.
You don't get to tell me to be rude.
You get to be rude.
No. My mom says to be nice always.
Well, your mom is not. You know, when that's all about the man is on mom's shoulder.
Yeah, that's because it's on them. Like, real, real.
Mom is a saint. She's a saint. She's the best person on this earth.
Well, I was going to say, with your mom, it's not telling you when you're using your radio personality, you always be polite.
This is true. But I will say that a lot of my bad girl behavior has been a little reformed lately. Not too reformed. I feel like I'm on the up and up. Shout out to Christmas Day because it's too much. But sometimes I can get a little carried away, and I do know that I can go from 0 to 100 extremely quick, and I don't like to see myself like that. It's never good for anyone.
But you're just like one or the other. There's no middle.
You know, I hear that a lot about myself. There's no balance. There's like, there's no little gray area either. Oh, everything's great. Oh, get the hell out of my face.
Right.
Either one or the other. So.
Where's your middle place?
That's a personal question. That's none of your business.
Not that place. See?
But seriously, I don't think it should piss you off. You're supposed to take me as I am, Mary J. Blige.
Moving on. Our topic today is... What is it? Oh, did Cosby really? I didn't know what the title was. I knew what it was about. I just didn't know what the title was.
Stay on top of that, Gigi.
Well, you know, you are the one who creates the title.
I do. I'm the writer of sorts.
I am.
You're everything else great. Don't you ever pause? You
yeah,
gotta think of what you are.
I kind of felt like I was just not really part of the equation.
I think more than just the wordsmith-ish.
Well, as everyone knows, there is this whole scandal going on about Bill Cosby. And seeing as though he was the creator of one of my favorite shows as a child, I figured we should be able to talk about it.
I think that every, and even non-ethnics, because the Cosby show touched everybody. You know, it wasn't just the Afro-Americans and the Hispanic clan.
Well, I think it was more important to the Afro-Americans because we don't have a lot of shows.
We don't.
That show positive
family role,
successful,
mm-hmm.
You know, mother and father household, you know, mom's a lawyer, dad's a doctor kind of thing. It's always like, oh, the dad is working, but the mom is at home with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the mom's working and dad is out of work.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only show was like we had our own ideal family to look, like our idealistic family to look up to.
And we don't want to outcount, you know, kind of Fresh Prince, but that came way later.
Okay.
Yeah. It was way later, and it was
And he was, he had to move and go live with his aunt and uncle.
Well, in West Philadelphia, a born and raised. Okay, that's enough of that. But
so,
enough, that's different stuff.
So, I mean, even on the Cosby Show, his cousin PM came and lived.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I guess. But I think that's why this is such a hot button issue, because we don't have a lot of those kind of shows, the black community. So a lot of people hold on to the Cosby Show. I mean, Felicia Rashad was like the female role model of a generation. So, yeah, because she's also a saint.
She could just do no wrong. She's not a saint.
I just love her.
But I feel like she is a great person, and she's never went against her integrity.
You ever feel like there's a celebrity, say a same-sex celebrity that you would be completely in awe of if you met them and you would kind of just stare at them and it would be really creepy for them and they probably wouldn't ever want to be around you again? That's Felicia Rashad to me, because I would just look at her with the creepiest, and everyone who knows me knows I can be a creep, but the creepiest of creep faces. Like, my hand under my chin, like two, like a Cabbage Patch kid, just kind of just staring with big old eyes and a big creepy smile, like almost looking like you want to cut their face off and wear it because she's beautiful.
Well, we're going to keep her.
But no, these charges, I'm going to ask you straight up and down. Do you believe them?
No.
Any of them?
None.
Zero?
Zip.
Nada?
Zero, no.
Before we get into everything, I do want to say this. It's very important that everyone listening knows that neither one of us, myself and Chi-Chi, neither one of us thinks that rape or any kind of sexual allegations are a joke or laughing matter. It's not something to be made fun of. It's not something to shame someone for if they've had that experience happen to them. We just want to make sure that what's being said is being true.
And just add to her disclaimer.
Yeah.
Everyone has a right to their opinion.
Yeah.
So if you get pissed off about anything that I said tonight, I'm sorry. It's my opinion.
You're not sorry. Don't do the fake apologies. I mean, you just hold it down. All I'm saying is what I'm not going to do, because I've been reading a lot of feedback on social media about the alleged victims. And what I don't want to do is call them, like, slut shame. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to slut shame them because I wasn't there. All I have is my opinion. That's all anybody has, because a lot of this was so long ago that if it did happen, it's a shame that it came out so late, because there's almost absolutely no way to prove it.
Right. And here's my thing. If it happened to you, and I know that, you know, statistics show that a lot of women who are raped don't come out,
mm-hmm.
and they don't tell anyone. But they never come out, usually, in those statistics. Like, they never tell. They never go to the authorities. They never come out. In this case, they came out decades later,
mm-hmm.
with statute of limitations over with. So what is the point? He can't go to jail. And that's why I think a lot of this is just to affect his credibility,
yep.
and to ruin his legacy.
Yep.
And that's just unfortunate, because we don't have a whole lot of African-American, black, whatever you want to call them, male role models that have been around for that long. You got to think that Bill Cosby's been out since the 70s, okay? Maybe a little before that. He's been a long time running. Started off as a comedian, landed on show, and then changed TV forever. And even though he's released a lot of statements on the state of black people, a lot of them are true.
Thank you for coming to that.
And I'm sorry. A lot of them are true. And some of them are offensive. And people should be offended by some of it, because the truth hurts sometimes. And sometimes you have to have somebody tell you, just like everybody got that one family member that you get all cute and you come downstairs and they're like, what the hell? Because it ain't right. But they let you know that, hey, it ain't right. It's not because I don't like you, I don't love you, I don't appreciate you, or I don't want the best for you, but I'm letting you know you're wrong. And black people, I love y'all, but we do a lot of stuff that is not okay.
Thank you for that segue, because I have a statement that he actually made to black people, and I want to go ahead and go over. He says, they're standing on the corner and they can't speak English. I can't even talk the way these people talk. Why you ain't, where you is, what he drives, where he stay, where he work, who you be. And I blamed the kid until I heard the mother talk, and then I heard the father talk. Everybody knows it's important to speak English except these knuckleheads. You can't be a doctor with that kind of crap coming out your mouth. In fact, you will never get any kind of job making a decent living. People marched and were hit in the face with rocks to get an education, and now we've got these knuckleheads walking around. The low economic people are not holding up their end still. These people are not parenting. They're buying things for kids, $500 sneakers, for what? And they won't spend $200 for Hooked on Phonics? I'm talking about these people who cry when their sons are standing there in an orange suit. Where were you when he was two? Where were you when he was 12? Where were you when he was 18? And how come you didn't know that he had a pistol? And where's the father? Or who is his father? People putting their clothes on backwards isn't a sign of something gone wrong? People with their hats on backwards, pants down around the crack, isn't that a sign of something? Or are you waiting for Jesus to pull his pants up? Isn't it a sign of something when she has her dress all the way up and got all type of needles, piercings going through her body? What part of Africa did this come from? We are not Africans. Those people are not Africans. They don't know a thing about Africa. With names like Shaniqua, Taliqua, and Muhammad, and all that crap, and all of them are in jail. Brown or black versus the boy, education is no longer the white person's problem. We have got to take the neighborhood back. People used to be ashamed. Today a woman has 8 children with 8 different husbands, or men, whatever you call them now. We have millionaire football players who cannot read. We have million-dollar basketball players who can't write 2 paragraphs. We as black folks have to do a better job. Someone working at Walmart with 7 kids, you are hurting us. We have to start holding each other to a higher standard. We cannot blame the white people any longer.
Dr. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby just pulled the shade down. He pulled the shade all the way down with that statement.
He did, and I don't understand. People came out when these allegations first came out. People were all over the social media. Oh, so yeah, you try to beat up Uncle Tom and go against your black people, and now look at you. You don't have nobody to defend you. Blah blah blah. When was your Uncle Tom other than telling y'all to get up off your lazy behind and do something about your own people mm-hmm. and get yourself and fix your own situation?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say so wrong in that statement that everybody had to say, oh, look at you now, look at you now. You try to be the white man's pawn, and now look at you, blah, blah, blah. I don't see anywhere where he tried to be a white man's pawn other than to tell them the same thing that we've been saying, to get up and do something for yourself. Stop blaming it on everybody else about why you don't have something. If your son is walking around looking inappropriate, you as his mother or father need to tell him what he needs to be doing. That has nothing to do with being Uncle Tom. That has to do with making sure that your son or your daughter are being successful and they can succeed in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going to say, yeah, there's a lot of little Caucasian children out there that walk around with their pants down around their ankles or whatever. They sag their pants too. After a certain age, they start pulling their pants up because
mm-hmm.
they got to go where corporate mom and daddy taught them to be.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, we still got 50-year-old black men walking around sagging their pants.
Yes, and not to make light of it, but some of them don't let the cornrows go.
Oh, my God.
Just let it go. Let it go, y'all. But back, more importantly, back to what the point she was trying to make, I agree with what he said personally. It doesn't offend me. I'll take that back. It offended me a little bit, but for the right reason, because it brought a lot of attention to things that every one of us see every single day. I know that I have a group of friends, and they take their grammar very seriously for the most part. So when someone comes around and they, what a eel, what a this, stuff like that, I cannot stand it personally. I feel like, and I don't care what race you are, I don't care what gender you are, I cannot stand it. It's one of the most unattractive things for a male or a female to do, because you could be the most intelligent person under the sun, but as soon as you open your mouth and speak like that, every single thing you say afterward is never going to be taken seriously. It's like you're sticking a harpoon in your own ship by not taking care of yourself and putting your priorities in order. And I used to be a big Jordan head. I'm not going to lie. I love sneakers, especially back in high school. Got my first job. You know, I'd go out and buy my shoes and then the third. And then I got to a certain age, and I was like, okay, why is this important? I've worked X amount of years. I don't have a single thing to show for but some sneakers that are going to depreciate in value because everyone has them.
Until they come out again.
Until they come out again. But at that point in time, when I was 15, I was just like, head out. But I agree with them. I think that a lot of us don't take responsibility for ourselves and our children. So kudos to the parents that are out there actually teaching their children that they need to be more than what they see on television, because back in the day it was cool for us to look at TV and like, oh, I want to be like the Cosby kids, because they were going to college. They were doing things for their lives. They had a strong family background. They had a mother and a father who supported them. Even when they were wrong, they told them they were wrong, but they still always allowed them to come back home. Now, you got 16-year-olds fending for themselves on the street. They have no strong family unit. They don't know their parents that well. Their parents do not know them, because you have all these kids getting in trouble and getting killed, and they're leading completely separate lives that their parents have no idea about. And when I look at my childhood, I'm like, how the hell could you have a child and not know who they were as a person? Because my parents were all in my business. I didn't have any personal business, so I moved out of their house. Other than that, my business was their business, so I'm going to say about that. And I didn't like it, but I understand it now. But I didn't like it then, I'll tell you that.
And see, the problem is...
They didn't talk on the phone. They didn't talk on the phone. I'm sorry. It's not related.
The problem is that a lot of the behavior that she mentioned is reinforced by what's on television.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why so many people, or how I'll speak for myself. The reason why I believe that this is a conspiracy against the legacy is because he was positive and he made young black children believe that it was possible to be something other than what they see around them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I just, it's just like, and then they tried to compare it to, the Seventh Heaven guy that got charged with having sex with an underage.
This is crazy. I'm just gonna say, when I first read about it, I was like, oh, because he played a preacher on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, is this real? Oh, I don't let this be real. I feel like, you know, my Caucasian brothers and sisters, I feel like y'all was taking a hit with that one. It was probably the same, you know, outrage I felt. And I was like, I ain't gonna say this stuff about this. God, me, put me.
Did you see the picture of him with Raymond Simone's hand in the middle of his leg? And he's like, making a pudding pop face.
I do. It's real, right? Is that a real business?
It's apparently from an episode of a Cosby Show.
I'm like, I don't know if it was just like, you know, a still frame of the show that was just like a really creepy, weird moment. Because, you know, kids, they crawl all over the place sometimes. They don't know. They're not sexualized. At least they weren't then. You know, they're not thinking about stuff like that. So I'm like, I'm hoping on everything that is found that is just a messed up with a picture.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, when I work in daycare, kids will run up to me and hug me, and they face me all in the crotch area, and I have to push them. You know,
no.
Like, okay, well, wait, let's hug this way, you know. They don't realize that they just, you know.
Shout out to all my Virginia heads that I experienced Theater 4 in school. Did you guys have Theater 4 up there?
I don't know.
Anyway, it was like I don't care about your spot. Plays and stuff that were put on for us in elementary school that always have positive messages, like on the line, like what to do if strangers rape and stuff like that, like what inappropriate touches. And they would say the bathing suit area, but they would be for girls, and they would go across the booth and then across the booth, and then for boys, and just across the bottom line. Made me think of that.
Carmen San Diego came to my school.
No one cares. No one cares. Trump that.
I don't think I can.
No, you can't.
I met Jeff Gordon once.
I'm not going to go into a personal spout about this kind of stuff. I'm not going into it. It doesn't matter. I'm back to Dr. Cosby. What I do want to say is that Felicia Rashad made a statement that she clarified, basically saying that she doesn't believe the charges because she does believe that it's just an attack on his credibility, basically. And she was saying that it's unfortunate that the media has already casted a judgment without proper, you know, investigations and so on and so on. Now, what I will say, because, you know, you always play devil's advocate, I'm going to play it this time.
What?
Because I did do a lot of research on the actual charges. And they span over a very long time period. The earliest one was in the 70s. And then throughout his career, they do all seem, most of them, seem to have the same thing with some kind of a herbal relaxation pill put into a drink.
Did it indicate what the herb is?
Nope, herbal. One lady said it was blue. But now I was like, how would you know that it was blue?
And why would you drink it if you saw him put it in there?
Well, some of the women, they actually told him that they were having problems with stress, anxiety, whatever, because Bill Cosby was a mentor to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
He counseled a lot of youth, especially people who are trying to make it in the industry, young, I mean, there's the list is on forever, other people that he actually mentored and helped jumpstart their careers. But a lot of those women were saying that would come to him for counsel basically and advice, and he would kind of flip them almost like a roofie is what I was reading, like just a roofie, but you would tell him that you had anxiety issues, and then he would give you this pill, and then all of a sudden you would either black out or you would be unable to verbalize the word no or stop and stuff like that. That's when I start to wonder, because a lot of this stuff is public record. Much for someone to research it and say this happened.
Exactly. To me, it's just really funny that all of the stories are like almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, because even with serial killers, okay, there's a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
We all know there's a pattern. If a serial killer likes to choke someone and then do this and do that, he usually does it with each victim, and that's how they find him, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're putting him in the category of a serial rapist.
Mm-hmm. Like a serial, habitual sexual offender. Because even though all of the women are not claiming rape, the charges or allegations, rather, span as far as, like, vulgarity, inappropriate touching, all the way to sexual assault and or rape.
Is there anything that says why they waited so long to come out? That is my only issue.
I think I did read, I'm going to try to find the article, actually, but I did read where one of the alleged victims basically was like, she didn't want to believe that it was as serious as it was, but when other people started to tell their story, she was like, I don't want them to go through it alone, is what she said.
So it didn't bother her until she saw anybody else bothered by it.
I don't know if it bothered her or not. If it happened to her, I'm sure it bothered her, but maybe, and this is just, I'm trying to figure out their mind state, maybe she was like, she didn't want to come out with it alone because she felt like she would be, you know, made a mockery of, whatever, whatever.
Here's my thing.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to this, but before I go to that, I want to go back to the Felicia Rashawn thing,
uh-huh.
Because my issue right now is, where are the people that's out there to speak up for him?
Yeah.
Which is why I'm kind of on the fence of whether or not it happened, because let's say I got in trouble, and people that knew me and knew my character and knew my integrity, and I got accused of doing something that people who know me know I'm not capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite sure that people will come out and say, look, this is not the type of person that she is. I don't know what the hell these people are talking about, but this is not the type of person she is.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody coming out. And then when somebody finally comes out, Felicia Rashawn, they attack her.
Yeah, they did.
They changed her words around, said that she said, forget these women, mm-hmm. when she never said that.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it in quotation marks, like she quoted, like they were quoting her, and they didn't quote her. She didn't say anything like that.
They later clarified it, but they did admit that it was taken out of context. Little Rudy, you know, she said that basically that was never her experience. She never experienced inappropriateness from him at all. I think Vivica Fox also said that she never experienced anything. There's been a couple of people, but that's not being as publicized as the alleged victims coming forth and saying they will do this, they will do that, or whatever.
Right, so do you think it's because they're not coming out because, you know, let's just be honest, in Hollywood is very scarce. Do you think they're afraid for their careers if they come and speak out against what's going on and
in
support of Bill Cosby?
I think so. I think that might have a lot to do with it also. I think that, unfortunately, because it's very limited, you really only see the same 10 black actors and actresses getting any kind of role and or fame in Hollywood. I mean, Kevin Hart's in like 18 movies at one time, you know, and then what's it, who's the other one? I don't know what it is.
All the people that are in all Kevin Hart movies. With him.
Everyone that was in So Why Did I Get Away movies.
Regina, what's her name? Taraji Henson, Terrence Howard,
mm-hmm.
The other dread guy. And the other lady who's lopsided cheek and played a stripper and played up.
I just feel like it's crazy because anytime there is, and I'm going to say that this could be, you know, this my conspiracy theorist mind working, but anytime there is a nationally, internationally known black celebrity
there always has to be some kind of a scandal brought at them. They're never just a good person. No matter how much good they do, they always got some kind of scandal crap going on.
Where's his mental illness?
Yeah, that's coming, I'm sure. Whether either it's like a rape charges, pedophile behavior, recipes, you know, stuff like that. It's like they always come forth with these alleged victims that they can't ever 100% prove that it happened, but just so they can take a shot at their credibility and their legacy, because Bill Cosby is like 100 years old.
And the last time his worth was checked was $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much for a black man to have in this country.
It is. Don't say, and this is, let me just go back. Don't try to say that I'm racist because I say things that are honest. Okay?
It is very visible and obvious that there's certain things that happen in this country that people like to ignore or not speak upon because it's a touchy subject. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. He is a black man worth $300 million. That's not something that they want.
That's how I feel. Do I feel like he was ever inappropriate?
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. He seems to be a very blunt, and he might have a different type of sense of humor. So do I feel like he was inappropriate? Probably. Do I feel like he might have grabbed somebody's boobs? Probably. I know a lot of dudes out here that have grabbed boobs. You can't go to the club no more. You can't go out because you couldn't get your boob grabbed. So,
and, okay, have you ever watched one of his old movies, like when he was in the movies with Sidney Poitier and all that? Okay, so the first time I became familiar with Bill Cosby was The Cosby Show.
Uh-huh.
So when I went back and watched those movies,
you had no idea
how broad it really got, right?
So, okay. Dr. Cosby was not that on the roll. Okay.
He was not clear comfortable all his life. Okay.
And I thought so.
No, sir. And, you know, Fat Albert, these are the things that I knew him as. And then when I went back and watched those movies, I was like, oh, my, he curses.
Yes.
And he's sexual. Anything. So, I mean, he's a man. He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Above all else, above the legacy and above everything else, he's a man. But do I think that it was ever a situation where there was any kind of a, anyone just heard that? my dog is the guest speaker right now, and she had on a fur jacket because she's fabulous, and I took it off, so that's what that was. No one else is getting undressed over here. Now, I'm not, you know.
Can we just segue for a second?
Sure.
Why is a creature who naturally has fur need a fur coat?
Because it's still cold outside. She's not a creature from Antarctica. She doesn't have built-in thermonuclear whatever. I don't know. Not a fucking animal special.
Oh, she's mad because she's touching my fur and she's snorting it.
She probably is mad. You don't have to whisper. I use the F word. There's one in the jar for me. There's one in the jar for me.
If anyone doesn't know, we're trying to work on our F word of being with you.
Our F word and Chiki's B word.
It's just you.
Well, I'm not. I do it sometimes, but not a lot.
Okay, I'm the one who uses a lot of profane language.
Like, don't use the I'm from New York thing.
No, I'm not. That was my first language,
profanity.
English is my second.
Call your mom.
English is my second. Oh, you. My mom got mad one day, and I did not know the obscene languages that could come out of that woman's mouth. So, no.
Don't talk about modern.
No. Whoa.
Mother's Day. What is that? Sorry for the silence. Sometimes when people are calling in to listen, the numbers are really weird, so either it's the international or it's a block number.
All right, we ain't doing that. If it is that person that called,
ho. We're not doing that tonight, okay? None of the racist stuff is going to be entertained tonight.
No.
I don't feel like dealing with it. I don't want to go through it.
You will get hung up on.
Just a disclaimer today. Don't call making fun of black people.
And
don't make fun of white people. Just don't call making fun of no racist, trying to be racist on this. It's just not okay.
And since I can't use profanity, someone's just going to have to hang up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't have told them the last time that we knew a number that we're calling from. I still have it safe. That kind of charges. I don't know. This is my thing. Back to the why did they wait so long. And I understand that you're not going to come forward with any kind of something as sensitive as a sexual assault allegation or a rape charge. I mean, there's people that go to their grave with it, you know. You're not going to come forward until you're ready. You're not understanding that, and I respect that. But I feel like if it was this many people, why not start this way earlier at the height of his career, mm-hmm. like the true height? Because even though a lot of the stuff came out in the early 2000s, that was not the height of his career. Most of the stuff didn't start coming back out until after 2002.
Yeah. And what pissed me off is Janice Dickinson. Hi, Janice. And she was like, well, I didn't want to kill him because he was such a big star. He was not a big star when she claims that he did that to her.
Right, because she claimed in the 70s, correct?
Exactly. No.
Earlier than that?
Earlier than that. I think it was like late 60s, right before the 70s.
So when they were both about to be famous.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so.
Because she's also like 100.
Yes. And I'm still sticking to this. If a white woman came out in the 60s and said a black man raped her, I don't care if he was Bill Cosby. Especially if he was Bill Cosby, because he was a man on the brink of success, they would have snatched his behind. They would have snatched his behind right off that screen, and he wouldn't have had a career.
Nope.
And you don't tell me that, oh, I was afraid because I didn't want to accuse such a successful man. He wasn't even a successful man. He was on his way up. And at that time in the 60s, they didn't want nobody on their way up that had brown skin.
Nope. The 60s and the lawyer, too, in the early 70s. There was a female lawyer also that claimed that he did that in the early 70s to her as well. And I feel like I just don't see how if it would have came out then that it if this is true,
mm-hmm.
and they sat on it for that long, I would have a lot of guilt.
And, I mean, I understand because, like, a lot of the women, well, I can't say a lot of the women, but the famous ones that have come out, they no longer have careers. And so that's kind of iffy to me, too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel like when you are at that point, because fame is an addiction, and when you no longer get that drug of fame, I feel like anything that you can do to get it back, you will. And I feel like if you're addicted to that fame, if someone comes to you and say, hey, I'll pay you this amount of money to say this about this man, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Johnson.
You throw a name for
her? I sure
am. I don't know. It's just something about it. It won't. I can't allow myself to believe, you know, that every single one of these accusations are true. I just can't. I just don't see it.
I think maybe some of them can be.
Some of them might be. I don't feel like anyone is innocent every single day of their lives. I've done things that have offended people and didn't really realize because I took it too far.
Mm-hmm.
I never grabbed anybody's boob and made them upset or anything like that. But I feel like he's human, so he's completely capable of some of these allegations. But I just don't think that he's that stupid of a man to do that. He's a very intelligent person, and I don't think that he would put himself in that position.
That many times.
Especially that many times.
I think, because I don't want anybody, first of all, I don't want anybody to think that I think this man is a saint or that he is not capable of doing these things, because like you said, he's human, he's a man, and he's capable of doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, there's so many of them with the same exact story.
Mm-hmm.
And it only came out after they kept hearing the same story over and 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 over again. I mean, and not just that he was a legacy from back then, but you know that he tried to buy NBC.
Yes, he did.
And that caused a big issue.
Yes, it did.
And if there's no race issues in the United States, why was it a problem that a black man tried to buy NBC?
Because it's illegal.
To leave
for black people to own something that's
expensive.
Don't a black man ever going to own NBC?
Well, don't say that on the air because it's not illegal, really.
About as well, either.
It's just impossible.
I mean, I don't know if it's impossible, but I feel like NBC, you know, major news and/or primetime television networks,
are not going to be black owned unless it's like a coalition of black people get $8 billion and buy it.
Well, that's what he tried to do.
I know it.
And they said, F your coalition. This ain't for sale.
Is that what they said?
Mm-hmm. Let's print it. It's in print. Go find it. Google it.
Google the dirty Bill Cosby away. Can you imagine what it would have been like if Bill Cosby owned anything?
All the shows would be black. Mm-hmm. Not just Blackish. And I think they're on ABC.
Sidebar about Blackish.
Yes, let's talk about it.
Do you like it?
I think that they are trying to be the new age Cosby show, mm-hmm. but it's okay, but not really hitting the mark.
Do you get offended when people call T.I. and Tiny the new Cosby?
I do, because, never mind.
No, what is it?
Claire Huxtable wasn't on you.
They do participate in a little bit of drugs. That's documented. That's not an allegation. That's actually real.
So, and it's a reality TV show, so that means their real lives are the role models for us. And although I think T.I. has turned a new leaf, turned over a new leaf and everything like that, I don't think that they're the new age Cosby show. I don't. I really don't. I think they might be the new age functional Brady Bunch. Sorry, T.I., because I really like you. And I really like Tiny, too.
That was like an after-the-fact thought.
Well, because sometimes I don't.
I'm just a little confused.
I like that she fixed it. Because that was really bad.
I hate that she changed anything about her physical appearance.
She used to be so pretty bad.
And I tell you, and I said it once, and I'll say it again, when myself, my sister, and my two cousins used to perform skates down in my grandma's den all the time, I was Tiny every single time.
I was Candy.
I bet you were.
I was. Didn't tell my shows. I was like Candy because she had the alto voice, and that's what I am. I'm an alto.
I can't sing. I lip sync.
Oh.
When I said perform, I meant lip sync.
Oh.
Sometimes we did record. Like, you know how you have the tape playing and then you have the other one recording so you can get the audio off the tape and your voices. We did the Is My Living in Vain. This has nothing to do with our show, but I want everyone to know about it.
Sometimes you have to switch it up. You don't want to just keep on going and going about things.
And I will say that one time, you know, I don't know if you know anything about Busch Gardens back in the day. You used to go into this little blue room and record a music video.
They had other kids singing too.
We did Jade's Don't Walk Away. My aunt still thinks it's hilarious. Everyone still has it. We still have it.
Where is it?
I told my mom and dad to have it.
We need to watch it.
We can watch it. It's hilarious. I was really cute and really young in it. And we had a whole choreographed dance.
Did y'all practice for you?
I mean, we would do this stuff all the time. So it wasn't like it was really a fun thing, I'm going to be honest.
Well, we actually had a demo.
But you guys sang for real.
Yeah,
for real, deep.
We were shades of composure.
Really typical. Was everybody a different skin tone?
Yeah, it was one Caucasian girl with red hair that no one knew that she can blow.
She was like Ariel?
She was like, wah! Everybody was like, oh, my damn. She was like our secret weapon. And then it was a brown skin girl. And then me, like.
Can I tell you that secretly, the gingers, they'll scare me a little, especially the children. And I know some ginger blacks, so it's not just ginger Caucasians. There's also ginger blacks out there.
I know a couple.
They always put, they put them in scary movies.
She looks really scary now, but not like Children of the Corn scary.
Whatever.
Children giggling in the dark is scary to me.
Anyone giggling in the dark, I don't know where or why it's coming from, is going to scare me.
Oh, yeah, and whispering. Whispering is scary.
Whispering is not scary.
Whispering is scary.
I used to have a really serious fear of whispering. I was about to ask. I don't know how to get on it, but I did. I had a traumatic experience as a child. It was really scary to me, but I've conquered it. Don't do it in the dark, though. That's still scary.
I wish I knew how to whistle. I really do.
No one cares.
Because I would whistle. I would, like, stand up and I don't want to. Anyway, that was a really long
rant.
Tag question. Is that a big word?
Tag question?
Digression.
Oh, that was a tag question.
All right, guys. I know you are tired of hearing us ramble on, so we're going to bring on our favorite guy.
Da-da-da-da, Broadway.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Nothing, chilling right now. Listen to y'all act up.
You sound like you're sleeping.
No, I'm just chilling.
Okay.
Are you laying down?
I need to know if you guys are going to be friends tonight, because I can't have another dysfunctional family conversation with you.
Well, are you laying down?
No, I'm chilling. I'm sitting back in the cut at the clear.
Are you afraid about the football? I mean, you sad about the football game? Is that what this is? Is that why you're melancholy? Because of the game?
Oh, my God. Really? Really?
Yeah, that's a Cowboys fan. He likes the Cowboys.
Yeah. Proud of him. Damn right. Still is.
It's okay for me to talk an immense amount of crap because my team is not even.
No,
not
they didn't even break 500 this year. So, no, you're. No.
So, for that reason, I can say whatever I want.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, at least we, you know, went to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all didn't even break 500, but it's all good. It's all love.
No one cares. Anyway, have you been listening to what we've been talking about? What do you feel about this whole Bill Cosby scandal?
Oh, my gosh. Like y'all were saying, it's no way possible. Like, this man was doing this stuff in the, he was like 50s, 60s, and 70s or whatever, and to white women. And then, come on now, not to get locked up or anything like that, no charges pressed against him or anything like that. Like, think about it. Emmett Till supposedly whistled at a white woman and he died. So, come on now. I find it funny. Then also, like you were saying, like he was supposed to, like, buy out, or what was it? He was going to buy out NBC, or he was going to buy, like, his own television, like, conglomerate that was going to will actually be better than that. So, I mean, it's funny. And then, like you said, I mean, there's nothing you can do. It's so long ago. But, I mean, it's messed up. It's real, real messed up. But, I mean, we can't never have something good or without somebody throwing salt and putting it down at some moment in time.
I guess I agree with that.
Hello.
I know a lot of you today.
I know you weren't lying. You tired?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. Yo, I'm chilling, man. What the world? Like, I'm just cooling, man.
You just seem really draggalicious today.
Whoa, draggalicious is not the word I want to use because I feel like that's what you describe a drag queen. That's draggalicious. I feel like that's anything that's happening here.
Sunday is my day, you know what I'm saying, to get mentally ready for the work day. I start a new job and everything tomorrow, so I'm just cool.
I don't really believe you.
Well, this is not the time.
What do you mean?
Is that for me not to believe him? I don't know. I just like that.
This is not the time. Or the place.
Well, what I want to do, because Broadway, we've given you a little bit of a break from this Ask a Dude game that we like to play. So this is actually going to tie into what I'm going to talk about tonight with my fashion a bit. But I want to know, from the male perspective, why do you think women post pictures on the internet half naked? Not models, just like regular women, you know, goes to work every day, takes care of her kids if she has them, and then goes home and puts a picture of her butt on Facebook in her drawer.
First trap.
Sorry?
Thirst traps.
But why?
Thirst traps, and then women, I believe a large amount of women like attention.
We do like attention. I'll second
that one. They like attention. And then, like, it amazes me. That's a very good question, because it really amazes me how you can show all this cleavage or that little crease, you know what I'm saying, on your butt or whatever like that, wearing these small little boy shorts and stuff, and then get mad when 50 to 70 men blow up your inbox. I mean, it is comical. And didn't have the audacity to get mad. Talk about old guys thirsty this. I mean, like, come on now. I mean, some guys, that's just how they are. You know what I'm saying? And then, I mean, leave something to the imagination, too. But, I mean, I just find it very funny that women do that for some reason. And then get mad when, like, guys approach them. And if you put your phone out like that, I mean, when an actual guy approaches you, of course he's going to be disrespectful to you, because he doesn't think you have any self-respect for your own self.
Okay. Well, I have a question for you, Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Why do men marry shared vagina?
Excuse me?
Let me expand.
What?
I'm going to expand. You know how everybody know each other in the same crew back in the day, all y'all used to bang the same chick. Now one of y'all marry her. Why is that okay?
I know someone that did that.
I know
someone
that did that.
Hold on, so you said, everybody hit the jump, and then one of the boys wiped the jet up?
Yes.
Yeah, like legally wiped it.
Like
got married.
Oh, that, you know what? I don't know. That's crazy, because I know a couple of guys that have done that. And, I mean, wiped it up, having a kid, and it's just like, it's, I don't know, man. I mean, you got me stumped on that one. I don't know. I mean.
I know someone that married someone that their cousin hit. That's not your play cousin either. Not like, oh, that's my friend, I'm going to call him my cousin because we're close, like family. But your actual, like, your dad and their dad are brothers.
Is it, I mean, I guess it's levels to it, levels to this. Because, I mean, if it's a joke, like, you just smash, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is, I guess it's one sense, but, like, if they were actually going out together and they broke up, and then a little bit down the ways your boy and the girl get together and they get married, I don't think that would be some kind of flag right there. I'm like, well, hold on, man, this ain't a chick I just used to, you know, late night trip, you know what I'm saying? We was actually together and everything like that. But, I mean, it's I don't know why guys do that. I think that's pretty stupid. And it has dumb vibes that doesn't need to be, you know what I'm saying? And no way.
I can't walk down the aisle and know that one of my bridesmaids knows what my husband's penis looks like. I just don't want to be in the same room with somebody from the half my man naked.
I have a hard time meeting ex-girlfriend.
Okay,
so
that's
our friend. And I'm
saying something
that
you might not even understand.
Could you imagine that wedding was, you know, people get the liquor and stuff flowing, you know, a drunk mouth speaks a sober mind. You know what I'm saying? So could you imagine that wedding reception?
Somebody gets mad.
I love it when your chick arch her back and be like, it's your
girl. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No. And see, and that's
yeah,
why
dog,
I just,
does she still do that thing with her mouth with the ice and then, like, oh, she learns new tricks. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, how would you even react to that? I don't know any other reaction other than picking up a weapon.
What if she don't do that trick no more?
Right, and what if she don't do it for you?
Exactly. That would be so
that could go really wrong.
That would really hurt a man's soul, yo. Because you got to think about it. I mean, so the dude's talking to the chick, and then be like, yeah, I saw so-and-so early today. And you know the dude, and that's just how minds are and shit. So is his dick bigger than mine? I mean, he's going to ask shit like that. Why would you even do that to yourself?
But here's one step further. Is it possible to date a stripper and or porn star? Someone who makes a living out of being sexualized? Like, say your girl
she wasn't doing it when we were together.
Wait. There's finally a topic we can speak on with experience.
I have dated a woman that she used to do prior to dating me. She used to do it prior, but I had a conversation with her, and we decided that, you know, she wouldn't do stuff like that when we were together.
Porn? She did porn?
No, hell no. No, stripper.
So she was just stripping.
Yeah, she was stripping, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But when we were together, she wasn't doing that anymore. She wasn't stripping.
But was she like a well-known, like, because I'm not trying to be rude, but, I mean, some of the strippers that I've met, they look like they're strippers. They fit that stereotype of looking like a stripper. I'm going to be honest with you. They wear like a, it's just like a certain,
well,
like,
I mean, it depends.
They don't care.
It depends on some of them. Because, I mean, like, I've seen, like, women on social media that are like, what? Like, I've seen one girl put on her Facebook, was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to amateur night. I was like, bitch, at the Apollo? You not sending no two-piece. You finna do what? Like, some women you never know. And you know what I mean? It depends. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it all depends.
I do know this chick that she was a stripper for a really long time, and I had no idea. I mean, nothing about her screamed over-sexualized. Like, she was very conservative in the daytime.
She had been a stripper this whole time.
I was like, you're a stripper for real? Like, a real stripper?
Is it, like, for real? Are we talking, like, at a building, not just, like, house
yeah,
party?
Real,
but
like, real stripper. Like, I just wear pasty stripper. Like, a real just cover my nips. Stripper.
Yeah,
I mean,
and but the thing about it is, like, some, like, I respect the woman. Okay, I understand men we're visual. Well, people, we're visual people. We look at, I don't care what nobody says. You're going to see someone's outer before you see their inner beauty. I don't care. Oh, you should love the person on the inside. Yeah, you're right, but, I mean, we don't know shit about how they feel about anything or treat people from first eye contact when we see a person. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you'll never know. And then, like, women, I respect a woman more. Okay, if you strip, you know what I'm saying? But you taking that money, you stripping that night or going to nursing school or doing whatever, or you're going to VCU and like a biology, chemistry major or something like that. Like, I understand, like, it's good, it's steady money, it comes fast, you know what I'm saying? So you can handle your business, you can take care of your car, take care of your place.
Wait, because why is she got to be a biology major? Why can't she be, like,
I'm saying, criminal justice, it doesn't matter. She's just out there, she's doing what she got to do, but, I mean, If you're used to that type of money, that's not good money. Like, I understand, like, I don't understand some women. I'm like, okay, you really, like, you're fine with shaking your ass in front of just old, nasty, sugar daddy-like men and just for the rest of your life? Like, you don't have enough smoke to do something else with yourself?
I got a cousin. Pay for a whole college education.
It's possible.
Stripping in Atlanta.
It's possible.
And she don't have no student loans. Now, I think I should have done the same thing because these loans are killing me.
My thing is this. Now, does she still strip?
No. Once she graduated, she was done.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I understand. Like, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. But I mean, like, I mean, we all women per se, especially my sisters, y'all are queens, you know what I'm saying? Y'all are supposed to be respected, you know what I'm saying? And a man, he's going to respect you as much you respect yourself, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather see you doing what you got to do. Understand, for that small moment, small amount of time, to better yourself and take yourself into a different plateau and a different stage in your life. Understand, you got to do what you got to do. Tip my hat off to you, boo-boo, but don't keep yourself constant. Don't stay in that place. You're better than that. You're better than that. Once again, I have no problem with women. I have no problem. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do, but let it be a stepping stone. Let it be a stepping stone for something else.
Yeah, I get that point, but I just feel like, what's the difference between clapping your cheeks for free at the club or getting paid for it at the strip club? There's two types of strippers. I'm glad that we touched on, you know, your family's personal experience. There are two types of strippers out here, and I know we didn't really talk about strippers, but I'll talk about right now. Sorry, that's like I said, but I was just kidding. But there's the strippers that. Their career goals and aspirations is getting money, and then there's strippers whose career goals and aspirations, they're funding that with stripping.
Mm-hmm.
Being a stripper is not their long-term goal. It's just how they plan on getting from A to B. So there's two different types of strippers out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the thing up, and then also, I mean, I have come to see, you know, through social media, that, you know, you have your strippers, women, of course, that take the clothes off. You know what I'm saying? Depending on where you live, it could be a different phase of it. Because, you know, in Virginia, you know, she had to have pasties on and her bottles had to be on and stuff like that. But then, you know, have y'all ever seen, like, a pole dancer?
Yeah. Hey, pole dancing. Not stripping, but pole dancing. That is phenomenal. It's a sport. It is a sport because you have to be in the physical condition to do that stuff. And that's why there's two people I will not fight, and I don't care what anybody say. I don't fight cheerleaders, and I don't fight strippers because they got incredible upper body strength.
Yeah, and like a pole dancer, like to me, like that's different from like an exotic dancer, because you know an exotic dancer just mainly, you know, using her body and her anatomy and stuff like. But a pole dancer, it seems to me it seems more elegant. It's more sensual, and it could be more personal because you can see how they can, like, get into the song, and it's more intimate. It's like, on a sense, like, it looks like
something. I'm trying to figure out how we got so far. So far.
You know what? Y'all don't want to ask me if I ever been out with a stripper or a porn star. Y'all got it on it first.
Okay, so it's my fault, but you don't have to reiterate the fact that it was me that did it. We could have just let it stand the wind. Anybody listening, I forgot the question I asked by now anyway, because we were talking about 18 seconds. But we want to bring it back to what we were talking about that wild way. So your final stance on the Bill Cosby situation is that you don't believe he did it.
You know what? If the man did do it, we don't know. Like, it's not like we can get in the time machine and be a fly on the wall. My thing is this. It doesn't add up and doesn't make sense. If the man, at the only time that this man was doing this stuff, he would have been in jail. He would have been locked up, thrown away the key, or shot in the head. Like, it just doesn't add up to me.
We're not raking. Could they do rape kits back then? You know, a lot of the time back then, they didn't have that kind of technology to do it.
I think that some of them might have been side pieces.
Okay, you know, and I do want to touch on that there was one case that actually went to trial that they settled outside of court because ABC News, I think, reported it as, after the fact, it was some kind of proof that it might have been consensual. It wasn't... him, you know, coming at her, attacking her.
I think he might have sex with other women outside his marriage, but sex.
Uh-huh.
As any powerful rich man does.
Yeah.
Cheat on his wife. poor broke man cheat on his wife. So you can't
tell me. Let's not go back into that, please. Thank you.
What?
He said he's not going back to cheating with you tonight, okay?
Yeah, don't. You don't want none of this, Broadway. You don't want none of this.
No, look, you got mad at me. I thought you were my friend no more last week. Let's not go down this road, okay?
That's what was Billy wrong. He don't really shoot models with you. That's why he sounded like that when he got in.
Oh, is that what it is? I asked you what you were
doing. I thought this was going to be my last show.
I do want to say we have some really great supporters out there that comment and send us little messages and stuff about the show. So I do shout out to one of our supporters tonight. He actually basically said a lot of the stories kind of the same where they saw Bill Cosby putting something in their drink, but none of them said they were forced to drink anything. So for me, if I can see you putting something in my drink, I ain't drinking it. I mean, that's just the most basic. I'm not drinking that. I don't know what that is. You can't even bring me. Yeah, no, you can't. And all my ladies out here, if a man buys you a drink and he brings it to you, don't drink it. If you're sitting at the bar, you better watch that bartender make it. They hand it to you.
I'm going to bring y'all drinks next week, this week.
I better walk with you to the bar. And then walk back. Trust no one.
During this time, most of the allegations were in what decade? Like the 60s and 70s, right?
Yeah, that's when they started.
So, I mean, was doing all types of drugs and stuff there. Of course, you know, they saw might have put something in a drink or something, still drunk it. I mean, people did stuff like that around those times.
Exactly. Robert, we are going to keep you on the line, but we do need to take a quick break. I want to play one quick song for everybody because my birthday is on Wednesday, and Saturday I'm going to turn up a little bit. This is what I'm going to song. I don't care who don't like it.
You ain't going to
What's that on that beat?
Nope. All the good guys make you want me because I'm hot now. I'm gone, so faded, I'm on one. Bang, bang, pop up like a long gun. If you a lame nigga, you ain't making no noise. Get better, turn up with the big boys. Live fast, die young, that's my choice. Get money like an M-boy. Get in love, I'll leave the whip. Make the money, make the grip. I'll be stunning with my clique. Get it faded till we drip. Man, I just love to get.
Broadway, no. The two wrong. No. He pulled the panties down. I didn't
What happened? What?
So the song was, it got a little vulgar with the, he said something about pulling some panties down.
And then eating the cha-cha. I don't see anything wrong with it, but, you know.
But while the song was playing, I was showing Chi-Chi some of my new dance moves.
I don't like it.
She didn't like any of them.
None of them.
I'm so rusty, pause, but I haven't, you know.
What is the pause that you say?
Because I don't like the way it sounds when I say I'm rusty. I don't like it, so I have to say pause, say hey.
Oh,
no, don't make fun of it. So she said that I look like the girl that dances in the mirror before she goes out. But I am that girl right now, because can I tell you that I was looking at some videos on the YouTube, and I was like, how is it? I don't know any of these moves.
We're old.
Oh, it's true. I just see you on my own.
Like, do you know what the whip is?
Brawa, do you know what the whip is?
You say what?
Do you know what the whip dance move is?
Oh, yeah. When they jump, yeah, I know what that jump is.
What is it?
My sons do it all the time.
Is it cool?
I don't know. I can't do it, but it's something like this.
Hold on. So, I mean, y'all, so, yeah, hold on. Y'all talking about new dance moves, so, like, the whip, yeet, stuff like that? Y'all never seen that?
My sons do it. I know what it is. I can't do it. Me.
Oh.
Can I just tell everybody that sometimes I just don't want to get old? It's happening to me. It'll be 24.
I feel like this will be our last club debut on January 17th.
It is going to be my last club debut.
So we need to make it count.
Just letting everybody know that after January 17th, I'm officially re-retired. I'm coming out of retirement for celebration. I'm going right back in. I'm going right back in retirement. It's been many a day, many a moon since I've gone into a club and turned up.
She's the Mayweather of the club scene.
I'm just going to find a new thing to do, like sit at home, drink wine, and watch movies.
Mm. Our next birthday coming in future years, we're going on trips instead of clubs.
I can do that. I have a flight trip turn up. And I can't. I'm already tired. Thinking about how tired I'm going to be the day after.
But don't be fooled.
You ain't really trying to turn
I'm
up.
I'm going to be on it.
Don't be fooled. This turn up is real.
In a moment.
No, the turn up is real if you're already talking about you're going to have goddamn jet lag on the ground and shit like that.
You don't even know. You don't need to say that.
First of all, there's going to be body bags all around, and you might be in one of them.
What?
Excuse me, no. Excuse me, ma'am, no.
Yeah.
That's what he basically said back.
Yeah.
But for everyone that does not know, my birthday party is January
17th. Encore Ultra Lounge.
You had a track called Encore Ultra Lounge.
Hey, what's the street?
Shout out to Big Trendy, by the way. Big Trinia has been holding things down with the whole party front. So I appreciate him and his team.
It's at Encore Ultra Lounge, 11 South 12th Street, Richmond, VA. For VIP sections, please call Big Trinia at 804-245-2405.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not hiding about it because it's DJ Trigger and DJ Sally, and They're good. Get my rival reggae on?
We better.
My dance hall winery?
And it better be some soca in that. Beyond.
Okay, and some soca for Chi-Chi so she could relive her own birthday. Her soca. I don't know what happened. I'm just going to talk about Chi-Chi real quick while she's not here. But something happened on Chi-Chi's birthday where she just became in her own music video. It was just her by herself. Nobody else was there.
Well, none of you were dancing.
Because we were so taken back by how quickly you were on it.
And then somebody tried to shoot me.
Was it me?
Mm-hmm.
No. You encouraged the whatever was going down, but they didn't want it.
Because we tried to battle, but they didn't want to battle. Nobody battles anymore.
I know. That's why clubs are boring and no one wants to go.
Oh, but come on. Come at it. Because the original battle crews are back. We're back in the house. But it was amazing. And you know what else? I was like, well, but you know, Broadway, you're from the our
I'm not going to say our old club days because I don't want us to age us on this show, but back when we used the club for real, for it, and wasn't for business purposes, you know what I'm saying? You know, I feel like it was always rocking when we used to go out. And now, am I a couple of, you know, little dips and dabbles going out, it don't rock like that no more.
Because everyone just wants to be
cute. Everybody want to be fucking cute. That's what it is.
See? Back in the day, they were ready to jumping up around. Remember, I don't know, they jumped off the friggin' DJ booth and they were just over the wall. I mean, that was amazing that night.
Man, it's because, like, fellas want to be so fly. They think they're too smooth to dance and everything, you know what I'm saying? You in the club and trying to act like, you know, you doing a steal for a GQ magazine. Then the ladies up in there, you know, if y'all don't like to dance it for real anyway, you know what I'm saying? You don't want nobody touching you, especially no guys. And, you know, and then, you know, it's just like, you know, everybody being wallflowers, you know.
Can I just say why girls don't like to dance with them? They can't keep up. All they want to do is rub their little penis on your butt.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't want you to do that to them. I don't want you to rub your penis on my butt. Matter of fact, I don't want you to dance with me at all.
I don't want it. I don't want you to try it because you're going to slow me down. You're on me.
And then you're trying to wrap your arm around my waist. We're not dating. We're not going to stay.
Then they're trying to cuff and wipe you up in the club. Shout out to Chrissy Stace, give me $20. But it's just, I'm not about that life. I don't want that. Because I run interference, especially on my homegirls. Like, no.
I hate it. I'll stop and walk away. And they'll just stand there. Broadway, do you do that? Is that why you have kind of certain issues with the girls? Do you rub your penis on their butts?
Wait a minute. You don't have to answer that. That's a little too much for me. I don't even want to know the answer.
Answer.
Wow. Excuse me? So you asking Broadway, do I rub myself on women? That's what you're asking me.
Yeah, one thing I will say, just because I do know Broadway in a club setting, Broadway is a dancer.
I didn't see him dance that night.
That's because we were all GQ chilling that night. So long, man. It was so long ago. Like, I feel like all my memories are blurred up into one big bubble ball, like a pizza bubble. But no, Broadway is a dancer. He's from the dancing squad. Back when everybody used to dance for real.
Exactly.
I wasn't a part of that group.
Well, that's because you had moved at that time, but I'm not getting that personal business. But I do hope to see everybody out at this event. It'll be nice and fun and classy and dancey and dance hall-y. So all my people that like to dance and like to be cute and dance at the same time, because you can do it.
It ain't going to be too many of them.
I'm all about my ladies coming out looking nice. I'm all about it. I love seeing other females that take pride in themselves. They got it together. But boo-boo, if it's going to prevent you from getting down, put your fat flaps in your pocketbook. I will still respect you because what I don't respect is barefoot in the club. I don't respect it. I'm proud of that. I'll take that. I will even take the socks, but I will not take barefoot.
Can I put a disclaimer out there? When I drink, I believe everyone in the club is battling me.
Huh?
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
I will try to battle him.
But, Broadway, thank you for calling. As always, you're always great. Is there anything you want to let the people know before you go?
Just follow me on social media, man, VA_MrBroadway on Twitter and Instagram. And then also follow me on my fan page on Facebook, Mr. Broadway, the host, man. You say what?
Fan page, doing big things. But thanks so much.
Yeah, I ain't doing them, man.
We'll talk to you and see you soon.
That was very enthusiastic.
Y'all ain't going to turn up, man. I'll see you with y'all. I'll show y'all some real turn up, man.
Well, and sidebar, I may need you to help me host because I don't know how turned up Cheeky will be the night of her birthday party, so I may need a co-host fill in.
No doubt. You know me. I'm always ready to do what I got to do.
And to get wasted. Not driving.
All right.
See you, Broadway.
Peace out. God bless.
Hi, one of the good guys.
But I had a hard time staying with one picture.
Because I think that both of us, and I guess caller included, feel like a lot of the charges are kind of just BS, bogus. But like I did say, there's always some truth to a lie.
Yeah.
I feel like it could have started out as something way smaller and then was blown out of proportion. So if there were moments in time where he was completely inappropriate, I do feel like he owes people apologies for that.
Okay, and let's just go back to the beginning when I asked what kind of drug was used, because a lot of times when a woman is roofied, she don't even remember what happened that night. She just wakes up and her body is sore, or she wakes up and she don't remember.
They just described it as some kind of a herbal relaxer.
And then he got on top of it.
It could have been marijuana.
So like valerian.
Like valerian root, but I take
valerian root. We take valerian root. And
it's not a drug, guys. Don't think that we're like popping Molly. Get it at Rite Aid.
Turn up valerian. That means you
turn it down, valerian. No, I still knew what I was doing on my valerian, so it couldn't have been that. It had to be some kind of extra.
Although, I do give it up a lot easier on valerian. Just saying. Not saying any of the ladies.
Probably not a fun fact for you to put out there.
Not saying that any of the ladies.
Not soluble, so you're going to be okay. No one can drop it in your coffee and you not know.
And it tastes nasty and it smells.
It smells like old cat pee. Not that I know what that smells like. Don't worry about it.
I thought it smelled like old bus pee.
A little bit like New York Transit. Don't get upset about that.
Are you having a hard time driving?
Oh, no, you better don't.
Yep, I was just waiting for you to start talking. Real quick before I stop this, I broke my pen, y'all. Real quick before we end and wrap up tonight, I just want to remind everybody that it's cold outside, and please wear a coat. I've seen a lot of people lately outside with no coats on, and I know there's listeners right now that be like, but you don't even be wearing a coat. Sometimes I don't, okay, but I'm included in that hard-headed situation. Don't get yourself sick out here because you're trying to be cute. It's literally like 20 degrees outside. Put on a damn coat. That's it.
That's your fashion sense?
Yeah, because I rode by the freaking cookout and I saw some girls standing outside with little itty-bitty coats on, and I knew they were cold because we kept doing the cold movement dance. Like, they were trying to be cute this way, like they were doing a little dancing. Why am I playing no music? You're cold. Sit your car. Get your winter coat out. It's your springtime jacket.
Can this double as the ass clown of the week?
You can be whatever you want it to be right now.
Well, ass clown of the week. Put a coat on. No one wants to look at your butt while you're shivering. It's not cute, and it's actually very dumb. So there you go, ass clown of the week. Congratulations. Your award is here. So we're going to wrap up. I hope that we were informative as we set out to be. I know that we went on a little bit of a tangent.
I do want to say that we have some listeners that are trying to listen and said that the shows are getting crossed. They're having some audio troubles. So just remember that all of our shows are always available for listening. Even after we finish them, all of our shows are archived. You go to blogtalkradio.com/thebreweryradio to listen to any of our shows at any time. Sorry about that wire is getting crossed if you can hear me.
What's
an old show? Twisted to Polygamy. It could have just been a rant. However, bear with me because I'm going to be perfectly honest with everybody listening right now. I'm really just focused on my birthday. So
she took a couple of naps during this broadcast. I'm just going
to
tell you.
Do you guys just have like a time period of your life where you just like, it's almost like a come to Jesus moment because you're just trying to figure everything out? That's me right now.
You'll get there.
And I'll put my crochet braids back in. So not to whip my hair a lot.
Anyway, guys.
Whip it!
Come on, Mia.
Hey, thanks. Come see me Saturday.
We want to party with you guys. Let's give them a word to use at the door.
Brewery.
If you're coming out and you're listening, use brewery at the door and you get in for $5. $5. That's what I said. $5. What do you think? Is that a good price?
I know that a lot of people, because this is my thing, I don't go places unless they have valet sometimes because I just have a hard time parallel parking my car. Don't judge me. There's valet at Encore. They have alley parking. And please bring a DD. Don't bring a dog.
Yeah, we don't support drunk driving.
And if I know you personally and you come out,
and I see that you've had too much, I will take a cheese. I'm one of those. And I'm really annoying about it. So,
you've been warned. So, come out, have fun with us, dress nice, no ass showing. Sorry about the profanity. Keep it classy. We're all adults. There's no reason for anybody to be showing toilet burns or anything.
What's a toilet burn?
It's the darker part of booty right under your butt.
Learn something new every day.
Hey, we don't want to see toilet burns. If you want to show a little cleavage, that's fine. Not a lot. No areolas, okay? That's not hot. I'm sorry I'm putting all these rules on you guys, but it's just how it has to be. See you on Saturday.
No, I want to play something.
Oh, sorry.
This song makes me happy.
Okay, let's go.
It's my birthday, damn it.
Not yet.
What's up?
I get rock for my kids. They're real. Even though what we do is wrong. We still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter. Y'all better bundle up. And I better be a hotter summer. Grab a onion just to rock it down. You hot now. Listen up. Don't you know cops sole purpose is to lock us down and throw away the key. But without this, your kids ain't got no way to eat, huh? We still try to keep mom smiling. Cause when the teeth stop showing and the stomach start growling, then it start flowing. If you're from the hood, I know you feel me. If a sneak start leaning and I stop working, then my start working, I'm a really a person. Guess it's even why.
Meister.